It is April 3rd, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first four stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Friday's top read in JLN was the CoinDesk editorial, "It sure looks like the U.S. is trying to kill crypto." The good folks at Bitrex, a Seattle-based cryptocurrency exchange, said it will wind down its U.S. operations from April 30th, citing the continued regulatory uncertainty in the U.S., forecast reported. Can't blame Bitrex for getting out while the getting out is good, though the long arm of the law has a long memory. The April issue of Focus from the World Federation of Exchanges is out and features articles titled "Currency Derivatives Trends," Mihaela Coitaro, database manager at the WFE, writes about currency derivatives trends on the world's stock exchanges. "Exchanges and CCPs worldwide ring the bell for gender equality 2023. Fiscal Year 2022 Market Highlights Report, and Exchanges Globally Agree Framework for Green Equities." FIA's Law and Compliance Division Conference is happening in a few weeks in Washington, D.C. It features a program curated by industry experts with sessions that will cover pressing legal and regulatory developments, the latest enforcement cases, and practical compliance tips and strategies for all market participants. You can learn from experts and strengthen and protect your firm, your clients, and the cleared derivatives industry, and all who participate in it. Early bird rates for the FIA's Law and Compliance Conference end on April 7th. John Lothian News is pleased to be a 2023 media partner at the Securities Traders Association Washington, D.C. Spring Update. The virtual event will be held on April 19th and feature key speakers from regulators and Congress. You can check out all the details and register today with the link in today's newsletter. The hashtag for the event is STADCUpdate2023. The New York Times said it would not pay the $1,000 per month that Twitter wants for a verified checkmark that the @NewYorkTimes Twitter account or any of its other Twitter accounts would need. It would only pay for a reporter's verified checkmark if it were related to a legitimate story they were writing. Elon Musk stripped the New York Times of its verified checkmark after attracting the ire of the Twitter owner, Bloomberg reported. Now the New York Times is going to have to change its Twitter handle to @TheRealNewYorkTimes to make sure everyone knows it's not an imposter. It is great to have Twitter owned by such a restrained and classy individual. The storm I mentioned Friday was headed for the Midwest and beyond and killed 32 people in seven states, including one in Illinois, when the roof of the historic Apollo Theater in Belvedere collapsed, the New York Times reported. The April edition of the Trade magazine is out. Dan Royal, global head of equities trading at Janus Henderson, is on the cover and has an interview with Lori McAutrey to talk trading techniques, technical innovation, and his journey to the top of the game. Peak Six announced it as a proud partner of FIA. However, this FIA is actually FinTech in action. IMC has always had very cool offices, many with terrific views. Their Sydney-based team has moved into the Quay Quarter Tower, named the world's best building for 2022. The office offers an in-house chef and barista, open social spaces and working spaces with 360-degree views of Sydney Harbour. IMC says the workspace enables IMC's creative, collaborative, and technology-focused ways of working. The latest edition of the Social Capital Guy podcast with Bhavan Joseph is out. In this episode, he speaks to Halima Nash, founder of Rosecrans Ventures, and Brittany Robbins, founder and CEO of the Grey Matter Experience, about the power of social capital, networking, entrepreneurship, and making a positive social impact. According to ESPN, only 0.04% of the brackets in the ESPN Men's NCAA Basketball Tournament Challenge picked UConn to face San Diego State in the championship game of the 20 million entries in the challenge. March news highlights from the Sustainable Stock Exchanges Initiative include updates from Bursa Malaysia, Dubai Financial Market, Euronext, ICE, NGX, and more. The highlights also include webinar recordings relevant to upcoming ISSB standards. Access the SSE News highlights with a link in today's newsletter. Planet Tracker, a nonprofit financial think tank, has published a new report titled Financial Markets for Transforming the Global Food System. The report outlines ways in which the global food system is a significant source of harm to the climate, to nature, and to society. It recommends four ways to transform the system: responsible supply chains, increased food system, true cost efficiency, reduced pollution, sustainable product offerings. You can view and download the report with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a couple of videos from our FIA Boca coverage. The first is Cibo's Tilly Talks 50-Year Celebration, Cibo Digital, and Good Corporate Citizenship at FIA Boca JLN Industry Leader Interview. CBOE Global Markets Chairman and CEO Ed Tilly was interviewed by John Lothian News at FIA's International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, and spoke about the upcoming celebrations for Cibo's 50th anniversary. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Our second video is Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing CEO Nicholas Agusin's first JLN interview at FIA Boca tells of Hong Kong and China investment opportunities. Hong Kong and Clearing CEO Nicholas Agusin at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, in the first ever video interview for JLN with the HKEX exchange leader. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Leaders of top global news organizations call for release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. More than three dozen top editors of news organizations around the world signed a letter to the Russian ambassador to the U.S. condemning the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and calling for his immediate release. The editor said in the letter to Ambassador Anatoly Antonov that they were deeply concerned about Mr. Gershkovich's detention. My comment: those of us at the bottom say the same thing. Let Evan Gershkovich go. The next one is from The Insider. Russia's President Vladimir Putin could be a, quote, dead man walking, unquote, a former CIA counterintelligence chief told an interviewer. A former CIA chief believes Russian President Vladimir Putin could be a dead man walking because the casualty rate soldiers are suffering in the war in Ukraine have disgusted his military leaders. In an exclusive interview with The Sun, James Olson, the CIA's former chief of counterintelligence, laid out why he thinks the Russian president will either be killed or ousted from his position if he remains in power. My comment: as the number of casualties add up, the risk to Putin for assassination goes up, and so does his paranoia. According to a Financial Times report, security services in Russia are confiscating the passports of senior Russian officials and businessmen to restrict their movements and travel as paranoia over leaks and defection increases. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline: investors join opposition to SEC stock market reforms. Fund managers doubt retail investors will benefit from changes aimed at improving transparency and pricing. Several big investors have joined opposition to an ambitious stock market overhaul proposed by U.S. regulators to improve transparency and pricing for smaller retail traders. Their criticisms point to deep concern about elements of plans published in December by the Securities and Exchange Commission and promoted by Chair Gary Gensler, which amount to the biggest reform of equity trading in two decades. My comment: all right, everyone, pile on Gary Gensler and his stock market reforms. Okay, here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was CoinDesk editorial: it sure looks like the U.S. is trying to kill crypto. Second was our JLN video from FIA Boca 2023. Trading technology CEO Keith Todd discusses TT's strategic plans for growth and acquisition of Axe Trading. Third was Inside Citadel, Joanna Welsh on Citadel's culture of collaboration, a YouTube video from Citadel. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Financial Times: how default swaps become instruments of mass deception. Recent Deutsche drama shows that CDSs are bad barometer of whether a bank is in trouble. Credit default swaps are a form of insurance against bond defaults. In this story, they feature as instruments of deception rather than weapons of mass destruction, the label once applied to all derivatives by Warren Buffett. You can speculate about whether investors were deceived by their own instincts or other factors. This does not change the story or its takeaways. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Another black eye for ESG in MSCI's mass downgrade. A change in methodology will see ratings on thousands of funds lowered, highlighting once again the problems with such scores. Tens of thousands of funds that have changed nothing about their investment approach are about to see their environmental, social, and governance scores lowered. Poor look for an $8.4 trillion market in the U.S. that's struggling to be seen as bona fide. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Europe launches new LNG benchmark to help contain price spikes. Europe has a new benchmark for liquefied natural gas, which regulators will hope disentangle the market from the kind of price surges witnessed last year. The European Union Agency for the Cooperation of Energy Regulators launched the new price gauge on Friday, indicating that LNG was trading at a discount of 9.57 euros per megawatt hour compared to a front-month contract on the Dutch Tidal Transfer Facility. And then finally, here's another story, this one from The Information. Crypto company backs make-or-break deal. The crypto industry is littered with the corpses of now-shuttered businesses. Among the survivors, at least so far, is Bakkt, a crypto company founded by New York Stock Exchange, owner of Intercontinental Exchange. But after a previously unreported second round of layoffs earlier this month, a slew of executive exits, and the shuttering of its consumer app, few would be betting on Bakkt. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.